Welcome to the Health Ranger Report with Mike Adams, the Health Ranger.
There is mass mental illness among white college-educated liberal women. And of course, they despise Trump. And a new poll has shown that above any other demographic group, this group, again, white college-educated women who are liberals because of all the college indoctrination, they despise Trump in huge numbers. I mean, it's to the point of an actual psychiatric illness. Now, men, by and large, support Trump, men of all ages. In addition, people of color actually support Trump. A majority of them do. People of color, both men and women. So there are, you know, female Hispanic Americans, there are male Hispanic Americans, etc. Lots of black folks absolutely support Trump, or at least support what he's working on, what he's trying to accomplish. Not all of them, obviously. But the one group that sticks out is white, liberal, college-educated women. So what is it about these women that predisposes them to Trump derangement syndrome to the point of an actual psychiatric illness? And in order to understand that, you also have to recognize that white, liberal, college-educated women also wholly support vaccines. They believe authority. That's the first thing that we have to cover. They believe authority, which is really false authority. They listen to NPR and they believe it. They read the New York Times and they believe it. So white liberal college educated women have an inability to think critically, which means that their college education was completely wasted because it didn't teach them how to think. All it did was brainwash them into liberalism and Trump derangement syndrome. But if college or if a university is doing its job, it's supposed to teach you how to think critically and ask questions. Well, white women coming out of those colleges never got that message for whatever reason. But there's another predisposition element here that's worth mentioning. And it's the fact that, you know, women and men, of course, are different. And women tend to have more of a nurturing personality. It's a natural state of being the gender of the species that can raise children. And this is where men often fail. Men don't have the nurturing capability as strongly, and it's why some men are not good dads. But it's also why men make great warriors or great defenders. So remember Hillary Clinton saying, it takes a village. Well, who's going to defend the village? It's the men. It's the warriors. But then who's going to nurture the children? It's the women. It's the mothers and the grandmothers. The grandmothers are really important in society to be able to nurture children and teach their own children how to raise their children. You have to have two generations to do a good job at parenting, really. I mean, that's what history shows. So this nurturing attribute, which is very positive in many ways, it's a detriment when you're trying to defend your border, because white liberal women in particular can never demand accountability for anyone because they feel sorry for them. That's why. And they believe in giving every violent criminal, every rapist, second chances and third chances. This, you see this across the white liberal college educated women. They're like, well, we love the illegals. We love them. We have to let them out of jail. And that's what they do. They let them out of jail. And then they go rape and pillage and burn again. And the white liberal women are the same thing. It's like, well, we got to give them a third chance now. You know, I've seen this too in observing people. White liberal college educated women have no ability to hold the line when it comes to a harsh punishment or a harsh response, or just saying no. They're not able to say no to people that are trying to invade their country or steal their stuff. I mean, white, liberal, college-educated women, if a thief showed up at their front door and said, I'm going to loot your house, they would open the door. Come on in. We can't stop you. That would be mean, you know? Come on in. Loot the house. Now, conservative women would say, just stay there for a second. I got to get my AR-15, you know. But liberal women, please come on in, loot the house, you know, rape all of us, kick the dog, what, you know, set fire to the living room, do whatever you want, because, hey, we're liberals. We have no ability to say no. And if you do that at a national level, that's how you get massive illegal immigration, 10 million illegals during the Biden administration. And that's how you get all the slush fund money. And these white liberal women in particular, they tend to make decisions based entirely on emotions, not reason. They are incapable of reason. College didn't teach them to think, remember? So they can't reason. They can't even really explain why they hate Trump. It's just a feeling. It's a feeling. Oh, he's just mean. He's just that. We just hate him. And that's the way they feel about the American flag. That's the way they feel about conservatives and about guns, etc. But then they have love for all kinds of other things. And see, this is the dichotomy. It's either hate or love for them. There's no reason. There's no rationality. It's hate or love. What do they love? Oh, they love pedophiles. They love turning a young six-year-old boy into a girl. Oh, they love that. And then they say love wins, you know? They love vaccines. Oh, can we have more jabs, please? I mean, it's almost a sexual experience for them to be penetrated by a vaccine, you know? It's like, oh, we love it so much. Give us more. And every time the FDA or the CDC announces another vaccine, all the leftist women especially line up and give it more and more injections. And they love the climate cult. Oh, they're really into the climate cult. And they love to get all hyperventilating, overexcited about the climate crisis, which isn't even real, doesn't exist. There is no climate crisis. There's a climate. And I mean, if there's any crisis, it's that our carbon dioxide levels are too low. They need to be much higher to support forests and plant growth and rainforests and pollinators and all the amazing food crops and herbs that grow with carbon dioxide. So that's the only crisis. But of course, they start hyperventilating over, you know, high carbon dioxide. They think it's too high. It should be zero. And if it's zero, of course, they would all die. But see, that would never compute with them. These liberal college-educated women, if they do something that kills themselves, they will never know what that was. They will never connect the dots. Many of them are dead from the jabs, and they died not having a clue that they committed vaccine suicide. Because, again, they have no logic. They have no reason. They can't think through actual problems. They also tend to really love psychiatric medications, by the way. They're heavily drugged up. This is a group of mass medicated, deranged, mentally ill women who come out of the universities, indoctrinated and medicated. And then they go on like that, just running around society, you know, popping pills all day long and screaming at Trump supporters and demanding, you know, climate action and all this other nonsense, setting fire to Tesla vehicles, you know. I got a song on that, Baby Don't Burn My Tesla. I think I'll play it here at the end of this. But white liberal women are utterly insane. They are completely insane. And if there are any guys listening to this, and if you're still young enough to be on the dating scene at all, if you get one whiff of liberalism from a woman, swipe whatever direction the swipe is. Swipe left, swipe right, swipe down. I don't know. Delete. Have nothing to do with that woman because she's mentally ill and she will make your life a living hell. Now, inversely, this is funny. If you're a conservative woman and you want your own manslave, then just date a liberal man because he will be your manslave. He will do everything that you demand and you can totally rule him all around the house. Yeah, because he's got no manliness. He's got no ability to stand up for himself or have borders or boundaries or whatever. So a liberal man can be your manslave. And the key thing to look for is the man bun. Look for the man bun hairstyle. That's how you know you got a manslave there. But anyway, there's the point. Stay away from liberals. They are mass mentally ill. And they are completely deluded and dangerous to be around. So enjoy my song here, Baby Don't Burn My Tesla. And you can find more of my music at music.brighteon.com. You can download all the MP3 files for free right there. Here we go. Baby Don't Burn My Tesla. Oh.
come get ya. Driving in the Tesla, Tesla. Baby, don't burn my Tesla. It's the only thing I got left ya. Pope, Pope, gonna arrest ya. Stick you in the back of the Tesla. Leftists lit them up. The sanity's corrupt. They torch those cars for fun. Now they on the run. Leftists lost their minds. Trump derangement signs. A double dose of terror is their fatal error. Torching cars and trees, lithium combusts, 'cause they all hate Elon Musk. They used to love them EVs, but then they watched those TVs. Media indoctrination made those leftists hate this nation. Baby, don't burn my Tesla. It's the only thing I got left, ya. Police gonna come get ya, driving in the Tesla.
All right, we've got some new things to share with you here, including my new music album, which we'll talk about in a second. But we have a new docuseries available at brightu.com, which is Brighteon University. It's called Feel Good Gut Health, and it's all about supporting your gut health. And that is running starting March 22nd. And if you sign up for it, it's free to watch. You, of course, you always have the option to purchase it if you want, or you don't have to. You can just watch one episode every day as it goes on a loop each 24 hours, and you can watch the whole thing for free. That's at brightu.com. Now, at our store, healthrangerstore.com, we have an assortment of really high-end products. Some of them are just back in stock that can help also support your natural gut health. And I put a little collection on my desk here. Let me show you. We've got Fermented Super 30. That's on the left side there with the orange label. That is 30 foods and superfoods that are fermented to really express the full nutrient properties of those foods. It's a powder that you can mix in with smoothies and other things. We've also got a probiotic drink mix with kombucha. We have cherry and we have pomegranate flavors. That's what you're seeing there. Those are available right now, healthrangerstore.com. We have NAC capsules, which is really crucial for supporting your body's natural detoxification process, which is also part of supporting your gut health. You have to detoxify your gut, detoxify your blood. And you know, there are a number of strategies for that, but NAC can help support that natural process. Then we have a new and really popular oat milk product, which has no guar gum, no carrageenan, and it doesn't have any thickeners, and it doesn't have any calcium carbonate in it whatsoever. Because a lot of other oat milk products out there, you're actually drinking chalk. They literally just put chalk in it. That's what calcium carbonate is, to make it milky and white. So if you don't want to drink chalk, but you love oat milk, then get our oat milk at healthrangerstore.com. It's completely chalk free and carrageenan free as well. You're going to love it. We've got clean chlorella there in a couple of different forms. Chlorella has a very strong capability of supporting detoxification and helping to clean out your gut. You know, read the label and consume it as directed. And remember, all of this is part of the Feel Good Gut Health
theme that we have going on right now. So go to brightyou.com to sign up for Feel Good Gut Health. That's free. One other thing I want to show you is that my music album is now available. And it's available at Spotify. We have the Amethios is my artist name. There it is, Amethios. And then we also have the album called The Awakening. And that album has 9 songs on it. One thing that's missing is I want my bailout money. But I've got another song that I'm working on right now called All Our Dreams Come True. And I just brought a little speaker. I'm just going to play a few seconds of that new song, which will also be available at Spotify and Apple Music and iTunes and iHeartRadio. And did I say Amazon? You can get all these on Amazon.com as well. But I want to play for you a little snippet of the new song that's coming out. It's about human liberty and freedom. I just want to play a little bit of the chorus and the first verse for you here. So we'll do this, and then that'll be the conclusion of this video. Here we go.
If we could comply our way to freedom, then we could bomb our way to peace. We could print our way to riches, give away everything for free. If we could tax our way to liberty and lie our way to truth, then tyrants in big government would make all our dreams come true. A farmer in Montana forced to cull his chicken flocks.
All right, folks, that's a little bit of that song, a little teaser. That's coming out soon. Be sure to follow my album at Spotify or other music services. Enjoy the music. You can also, by the way, let me show you another page. You can go to music.brighttown.com, and there you can see all of the music videos that we have available, and you can download MP3 files there for the songs that we have videos for. Like, here's a video for Do What We Say, which is another new song on that album. So enjoy this music video, which is humanity overcoming the Terminator giant robot mechs in a dystopian sci-fi future. I think you'll really enjoy these songs. They all have a pro-human, pro-liberty focus to them. So thank you for all your support, and shop with us to support us at healthrangerstore.com. Thank you for all your support. Take care.